Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India condemns attack on a Hindu temple in Canada by separatists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says cowardly attempts to intimidate Indian diplomats are appalling, calls on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold rule of law. Campaigning picks up momentum for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Garhwa and Chaibasa. Election Commission changes date of polling for assembly by-elections on 14 seats in Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh to 20th November. PM Vishwakarma scheme gets over 25 million applications in 1 year of its launch. And campaigning for US presidential election enters final leg before crucial voting tomorrow. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario, perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton yesterday. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate the country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on the Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said, India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. On the disruption, Mr. Jaiswal said the outreach of Indian consular officers to provide services to Indians and Canadian citizens alike will not be deterred by intimidation, harassment and violence. Campaigning is gaining momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase elections in Maharashtra. Leaders of all political parties are busy holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed election meetings at Chetna Maidan in Garhwa and in Chaibasa. In his Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Chaibasa, Mr. Modi said the Union government has empowered Adivasis across the state, but the Hemant Soren-led government has humiliated them. The Prime Minister criticised the JMM-led coalition in Jharkhand for allegedly supporting Bangladeshi infiltrators. Mr. Modi said, appeasement politics has reached its peak in Jharkhand, and if this continues, it will pose a threat to both tribal society and the country.
Bhajpa ke liye adivasi bhai behno ki akanksha, unka swabhiman hamesha sarvopari raha hai. ये हमारे संकल्प को मजबूत करने वाली बात है कांग्रेस और आरजेडी इनसे बड़ा आदिवासी विरोधी कोई नहीं हुआ.
Leaders of India bloc are also addressing rallies across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. In a rally in Simdega, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the tenure of his government was not completed due to the conspiracy of the opposition. On the other hand, Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinath accused the BJP for misguiding people in the name of development. Leaders of the RJD and left parties also addressed election meetings. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties, including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organisations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. In our series of constituency profile, today we take a look at Nala Assembly constituency in Jamtara district of Jharkhand. This constituency will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of this month. A report.
Speaker Rabindranath Mahato is fighting from the prestigious Nala seat as JMM candidate. Mr. Mahato won from this seat two times. BJP has pitted Madhav Charan Mahato against the speaker. Before the announcement of elections, he resigned from AJSU and joined BJP. Kanai Chandramal Paharia of CPI is also contesting from this seat. Although 17 candidates, including 12 independent candidates, are in the fray, but the main contest is between Rabindranath Mahato of JMM and Madhav Charan Mahato of BJP. Scarcity of drinking water, unemployment and migration of people are the main issues raised by all parties. It is to be seen whether Speaker Rabindranath Mahato creates a hat-trick or BJP will open its account from this seat. With KK Lal's report from Nala, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
The first session of the newly constituted Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir began in Srinagar today. Our correspondent reports that the Assembly unanimously elected Senior National Conference leader Abdul Rahim Rathir as Speaker of the House. The five-day session began with the address of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. In his address, the LG said the aspiration to return to statehood remains strong, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has on several occasions expressed his commitment to restoring statehood. Earlier, the House witnessed noisy scenes as BJP legislators protested against a written resolution brought by the PDP MLAs opposing the abrogation of Article 370. Amid the ruckus, the Speaker adjourned the Assembly for 15 minutes. The resolution was later dismissed by Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, saying it was introduced just for cameras. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people were killed and 27 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pauri's Naini Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. More from our correspondent.
Taking cognizance of the situation, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed the Kumaon Divisional Commissioner to conduct a magisterial inquiry into the incident.
अल्मोड़ा जनपद में बहुत ही दुखद घटना घटी है. सभी अफसरों को मौके पर जाने के निर्देश दिए हैं और इस पूरी घटना के लिए कुमाऊं कमिश्नर को मजिस्ट्रियल जांच के आदेश दिए हैं और संबंधित विभाग के लोगों को निलंबित करने के भी आदेश दिए हैं जो भी इस घटना से संबंधित हैं. कहीं भी कोई लापरवाही होगी तो उसके खिलाफ सख्त कार्रवाई की जाएगी.
चीफ मिनिस्टर पुष्कर सिंह धामी, गढ़वाल एमपी अनिल बलूनी एंड हेल्थ मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर धन सिंह रावत मेट द इंजर्ड एट द एम्स इन ऋषिकेश एंड इंक्वायर्ड अबाउट देयर कंडीशन. अल्मोड़ा डिस्ट्रिक्ट डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट ऑफिसर विनीत पॉल शेयर्ड इन्फॉर्मेशन about the accident with Akashwani News.
मौके पे अभी SDRF की टीम, उपजिलाधिकारी और तहसीलदार, रेवेन्यू का समस्त स्टाफ वहाँ पे मौके पे जुटे हुए हैं और अन्य खोजबीन कार्य चलाया जा रहा है.
The Prime Minister's office announced an ex-gratia of rupees 2 lakhs from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of the each deceased and 50,000 to the injured. On the other hand, Chief Minister has ordered financial assistance of rupees 4 lakh each to the families of the deceased and rupees 1 lakh each to the injured. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
A MiG-29 aircraft of the Indian Air Force has crashed near Agra. According to the IAF, the incident happened during a routine training sortie after encountering a system malfunction. The pilot maneuvered the aircraft to ensure no damage to life or property before ejecting safely. The Indian Air Force has ordered an inquiry to identify the cause of the accident. The government today said over 25 million applications have been submitted under the PM Vishwakarma scheme since its launch. Out of these, more than 2 million applicants have successfully registered following a thorough three-step verification process. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises said the scheme, which was launched in September last year, has garnered remarkable interest. Nearly 1 million registered artisans have benefited from toolkit incentives of up to 15,000 rupees through these e-vouchers, enabling them to acquire modern tools that enhance their craftsmanship. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal inaugurated major infrastructure projects worth 187 crore rupees at Chennai Port today. The completed projects include doubling of over 2 kilometre railway track in the southern section, shore power facilities at coal berths and a 350-metre concrete coastal road. The minister also laid the foundation stone for new export-import warehouses with an estimated cost of nearly 74 crore rupees. Mr. Sonowal also held a review meeting on port development with senior officials. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that people in public administration should be committed to the values of nationalism, the idea of a developed and united India, and to serving all Indian citizens without fear or favour. The Vice President was speaking at the 70th annual meeting of the General Body of the Indian Institute of Public Administration in New Delhi today. Meluri, inhabited by the Pochuri Naga tribe, has officially been declared as the 17th district of Nagaland. The state government has announced the elevation of Meluri subdivision, currently part of Peck district, to a full-fledged district with immediate effect. The United States will vote for its 47th president tomorrow. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. On the final day of campaigning today, the presidential hopefuls are holding rallies focusing on the crucial swing states of Pennsylvania and Michigan. Harris is set to appear in cities of Allentown, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. On the other hand, Trump will be in North Carolina before making appearances in Pennsylvania and Michigan. More from our correspondent in Florida.
With just a day left for the U.S. president polls, Vice President and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has a slight lead over Donald Trump in the key swing states to win the Electoral College. This is according to the New York Times' latest poll. According to the survey, the Democratic nominee is ahead in Nevada, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Trump and Harris are tied in Pennsylvania and Michigan, while the Republican candidate is ahead in Arizona. However, all estimates are under the margin of error of 3%, and that is what makes the race really tight and interesting. Amritpal Singh for Prasar Bharati in Palm Beach, Florida.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. On the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages and serving the diaspora. Dr. Jaishankar also met the Governor of Queensland, Dr. Jeanette Yang. In Indonesia, at least 10 people lost their lives after a series of volcanic eruptions took place in the eastern part of the country, spewing explosive plumes of lava and ash on surrounding villages and burning down several houses. Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki, located in the southeastern part of Flores Island, erupted last night, triggering more than a dozen earthquakes and forcing authorities to evacuate several nearby villages. The domestic benchmark indices today slumped over 1% amid sell-off across sectors as investors grew cautious ahead of the U.S. presidential election and Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting this week. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 942 points, or 1.18% to 78,782, while NSE Nifty declined 309 points to 23,995. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India condemns attack on a Hindu temple in Canada by separatists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says cowardly attempts to intimidate Indian diplomats are appalling. Calls on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold rule of law. Campaigning picks up momentum for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Garhwa and Chaibasa. Election Commission changes date of polling for assembly by-elections on 14 seats in Kerala, Punjab and UP to 20th November. PM Vishwakarma scheme gets over 25 million applications in 1 year of its launch. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.